careful reflection and better eyesight, the next registrant is David Blaska.
Are you sure that wasn't Freudian?
Take a look at it.
Can I use this?
If I'd seen you, I might have known.
Yeah, right. Well, I guess the question before the council tonight is, should Chief Koval be fined $6,300 for describing someone who stalked and harassed him over a period of months as a raging lunatic? Because if you do penalize the chief, you also penalize 450 sworn police officers. Friday, police union chief Dan Fry told WIBA radio that the police force is 100% behind the chief. That's a direct quote. While Progressive Dane and this council is engaged in its vendetta, the headline in this morning's paper was reports of gunfire throughout city. It wasn't top line, it wasn't page one, it was buried as a small item on page six under Mark Zuckerberg eating a brat. This follows the shootout of eight shots fired just a few days earlier in the space of 4 hours. And yet for the last 2 years, this council has been studying the police, not crime. We've got that special committee that has 13 policy changes. They interviewed every anti-police entity in the city, but not one single neighborhood watch association. You forked over $350,000 to a Berkeley, California shop to study what Attorney General Loretta Lynch's Department of Justice Civil Rights Commission calls one of the greatest police forces in the nation. Brandi Grayson and Black Lives Matter can make the most outrageous and racist statements against our police force, disrupt meetings, close off the streets, and this council kowtows in deference. Let Paula Fitzsimmons represent a neighborhood watch group before this council, and she's given the second degree as a hostile witness. And I have to say, Alderman Clear, you need to apologize for that, for your treatment. We can all trace this back to March 6, 2015. Tony Terrell Robinson, Jr. was a convicted felon with a tendency toward violence. Don't tell me he made a mistake. A mistake is a student driver backing into a light pole. Armed robbery is not a mistake. It's a decision. On top of that, he was a chronic drug user. He took a double dose of psilocybin. Someday you might want to ask, where did he get those drugs? You might be surprised at the answer. Three accomplices, all men in their 20s, strong men, could not control him because he was causing random violence, assaulting complete strangers. The police are called. Officer Kenny drew the short straw. He hears a commotion at the top of the steps. Should he just sit in a squad car? Is someone being assaulted? Would he be second-guessed? Well, you know it. This is Madison. Of course he'd be second-guessed. And therein lies the tale. He's been second-guessed and double-checked and whatnot. Everyone is to blame except Tony Terrell Robinson, Jr. That's a shame. And it sends a bad message to other young men who are at risk. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions of any of the